This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the main UN aid agency in the war-battered Gaza Strip has warned that its work is collapsing after nine donor countries decided to cut funding. The United States and other countries made the decision after allegations surfaced that several agency employees had participated in the deadly Hamas attack against Israel 4 months ago. That attack had triggered the Israel-Hamas war. The UN agency has said that the employees were fired and are under investigation. The agency is a main aid provider in besieged Gaza, providing food and shelter to hundreds of thousands of people. The head of the agency wrote Saturday that he is shocked by the announced funding cuts. U.S. negotiators are making progress on the potential agreement in which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas in Gaza for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 hostages who were captured in the October 7th attack on Israel. That's according to two senior administration officials who requested anonymity to discuss the sensitive talks. The yet-to-be-sealed deal will play out over two phases. In the first phase, fighting would stop to allow for the remaining women, elderly, and wounded hostages to be released by Hamas. Israel and Hamas would then aim to work out details during the first 30 days of the pause for a second phase in which Israeli soldiers and civilian men would be released. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has pressed Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi during talks in Thailand to use China's influence with Iran to ease tensions in the Middle East. The officials also agreed to work toward arranging a call between President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The meetings Friday and Saturday in Bangkok followed up on the president's discussions in November in California. The